I'm pianist and composer Conrad Tao, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm 15 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Claire, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Young Composers Week on Kids Commute. We will check in with our Quizlet after the music today. All week, we are meeting people who became composers when they were roughly your age. And today, we are going to meet a fabulous, talented lady by the name of Clara Wieck Schumann. Clara Wieck was born in Leipzig, Germany in September of 1819. She came from a family of musicians. She made a formal debut as a pianist at the age of 11 before going on to perform in Paris at age 12. Now, her father took charge of her education and career until she was about 19 and took her all over Europe touring. She impressed tons of incredible people like Chopin and Liszt and Mendelssohn, who all became famous composers themselves. People were not just impressed by her skill at the piano, though. They were also impressed by her composition skills. And even as a teenager, in almost every concert, she played at least one thing that she wrote. Now, because she was a very talented teenager and already working hard as a professional, her dad ran her career and kind of her life. As a teenager, she met fellow composer Robert Schumann, and they wanted to get married. Her father said no, and she actually had to sue him in court in order to be able to marry Robert. But they finally got married the day before her 21st birthday in 1840, and they went on to have 9 children. Today we're going to hear the beautiful second movement of Clara Wieck's Piano Concerto. Now, to remind you, a concerto is something where the main instrument, like the piano, is the star, and it's accompanied by the orchestra. Now, of course, Clara would have played the piano herself when this premiered, but we will hear the fabulous pianist Angela Chang. She performs with the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta. Here's the second movement, the Romance, from the Clara Wieck Piano Concerto.
Thank you.
the romance movement goes into what we call an ataca, which means it goes right into the next movement without solidly ending there. But that was the second movement of Clara Wieck's Piano Concerto in A minor. Angela Chang, our pianist, with the Women's Philharmonic led by Joanne Folletta. Clara Wieck, everybody. What a fantastic composer and person she was. I encourage you to look her up and learn all about her. We could do a whole week on her. Clara Wieck. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we will meet a young composer who could hum before he could speak. Okay, Kids Commuters, it's time now to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you the question all week. If you're right, we'll send you a prize pack. We'll tell everybody you're smart and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, here's the question. A young person named Louis invented what writing system for the blind in 1824. We're looking for Louis' last name. Now, here is a hint. This started out with French soldiers in the 1800s with a thing called night writing so they could communicate without making any noise. Our young inventor studied it and came up with a simplified version. Now, a bunch of you already figured this out. Robin in Charlevoix, good job. Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City. Hector has made a particular study of this person, so he knew the answer right away. Landon and Braden in Traverse City have it. Jesse and Lucas shouted it out immediately. They knew who this person was. Hazel in Rapid City. Arthur and Walter in Traverse City. Avery and Lyndon from Beulah. New Kids Commuters. Good job. You got the answer right. Luke in Traverse City and Fiona in Reed City. Do you know the answer? The young person named Louis invented what writing system for the blind in 1824? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And I can see a couple of answers coming in right now. I love it when you guys are just on top of it. So, good luck, 231-237-7482. Researching is not cheating. And that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.